For Kitchen Window, I'm Bonnie Wolf. Nicole Spiridakis writes from San Francisco about food and travel on her blog, Cucina Nicolina. She has written a piece for Kitchen Window Online about holiday gifts from the kitchen. She joins me today. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Bonnie.
You are recommending that everyone make their holiday gifts in the kitchen this year.
Yes, I recommend that everyone make their gift. To be realistic, you know, we're probably going to pick up a few things here and there. But I have decided this year that I'm going to try to do a lot from scratch as a little bit of a money saver, but also because it's fun and I like doing the kind of personal gifting.
Have you done this in years when the economy was good, too?
I have. That's probably because I'm a little crazy and I like to do projects, but it's very satisfying to make something for someone else, and to be honest, I'm sadly unable to knit or sew, so this is kind of my only crafty thing that I can do.
And you talk about both sweet and savory things. You have poppy seed bread, caramels and truffles, flavored sea salt, preserved lemons. How do you choose who to give what to?
I think it's pretty easy. I think, for example, if you're going to give somebody, the sea salt, that would be someone who probably cooks often, who enjoys cooking. And I think I personally really like the salt because it just adds a little bit extra to lots of different dishes. You can use it on fish. You could use it on a roast or even vegetables in the oven. And then, of course, if you have a friend who is a big sweet tooth, the truffles are great. And if she doesn't cook very much, then she can just enjoy them as they are.
Tell me about the flavored sea salt. The recipe that you give in the piece you did for Kitchen Window Online was herbs and lemon zest?
Yes.
Dried and added to the salt. What would you use that to season?
Well, I have used it on, for example, roasted vegetables. In the spring, it's great to do just some roasted asparagus in the oven with a little olive oil. And then if you sprinkle the lemon sea salt over it, it gives it a nice little depth of flavor without being overpowering. For meat dishes, you could use it on a roast chicken or some fish roasted in the oven. It gives a nice flavor.
So anytime something savory calls for salt, you could...
It's pretty much, yes, you could use it in place for, also if a recipe calls for sea salt, a savory dish that calls for sea salt, you could substitute your flavored sea salt.
Speaking of lemons, you give a recipe for preserved lemons, which is a wonderful thing to cook with, and it's often used in North African cooking and Moroccan cooking. Where else can you use preserved lemons?
I'm a vegetarian, so I mostly use it when I do sautéed spinach, and I will add some preserved lemons at the end. And I don't know if that's a traditional dish, but it just tastes really good. And I also can add it to a couscous dish or a vegetable tagine dish, but I think traditionally you can add it to meat dishes.
You give two recipes for candy. Caramels and truffles. Do you make other kinds of candy? There's a lot of pretty easy candy to make.
There are. I chose these two just because I love truffles, and I think everyone loves to receive a box of truffles, and they're fairly easy to make. And then the recipe I use, you can also add, nuts or different kinds of chocolate or even dried fruit. But another great candy recipe is, peanut brittle or nut brittle, I guess you can say.
Right.
So, and that keeps really well. I was getting a little overzealous with the recipe, so I had to cut it off. But that's something I would definitely include, in some of my gift boxes this year that I'm going to make.
Do you ever make fruitcake?
I don't.
Are you anti-fruitcake? I know there are two schools.
No, it's funny. I just had a conversation with my coworker the other day about fruitcake, and we were both kind of like, fruitcake? Huh. Maybe we'll skip it this year. But I love chocolate, so I think that most of the gifts that I will be giving will include some sort of chocolate.
Do the gifts that you give include a recipe?
They don't actually, but that's a great idea. Although I did do, which I mentioned in the article, I did do a bean soup once, kind of a dried bean soup, and I did put a recipe on that. But I figure that a lot of the people that I give my gifts to, for example, my grandma, she doesn't do a lot of baking, so she doesn't really need the recipe. But I think that's a great idea. And I think if you're sending gifts to people or giving them, it would be nice to include a recipe.
Nicole, thank you so much, and I wish you a happy holiday.
Thank you, too.